Hi, everybody. So I want to introduce you to Christian, and you all know
Hi.
Z.
Hi, guys.
And Christian and I and Z have done something fun, and we've put together a little music. Honestly, Christian is the driver here. It's probably been like 10 or 20 minutes of my time, and I don't. Z did a beautiful piece that got added in, and Christian put it all together and also did the majority of the music. So, we're going to talk about how sound is the beginning of creation and how important that is right now. And collaboration and communication are basically the wave of the future. Because humanity needs to come together. And we're going to do a lot of that through music. So, how are you two doing today?
Really well, thank you, honey. Thanks for inviting me on.
Thanks for being here.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
say in this moment, I'm doing really well. I was definitely working it up in meditation all last night, with some energy that was coming through. So excited to be here right now.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride, and we are moving through a lot of stuff right now. And we're kind of in a peak, and that peak, it's like, oh, well, I'm not ready to get to the top. And then it slows down, and then we take a few more steps. So, energetically, we're in a really interesting time for humanity. And I think music is a big part of that. So, tell us something about you, Christian. Tell us about all your instruments and that you've got surrounding you right now.
Well, I feel a really strong connection to Aboriginal culture actually in the last few years. So I'm not sure if I've experienced a parallel, concurrent, or previous life as an Aborigine. But I've learned to play the didgeridoo over the last maybe 10 or 15 years. But it's only in the last 5 years that I've really learned to do the cyclical breathing, so that I'm able to play a continuous tone and rhythms. I don't have any formal training as a musician. In fact, I had some piano lessons when I was very little and I really didn't get on with the lady. So it was a very uncomfortable experience for me. I just enjoy making sounds. As a child, I really enjoyed just making noises, with my voice and my mouth. And that stayed with me throughout my life. So in my recordings now, I do use a lot of vocal toning or whistling, any noises that I can produce with my mouth. I'm really interested in the physics of sound, and I've done a small course about the science of sound healing, which looked into the different frequencies and how they relate to different parts of the body, for instance, or and could be used to address various illnesses as well.
Love that.
So I kind of just like experimenting with sound, and I've got into using BandLab as a free app on the phone to record multiple layers and create tracks like that. In the past, I've tried to have used Ableton as a digital musical interface for like studio production, but I find that the sitting down at the computer for long periods of time really detracts from the creative process for me. Even though I've still got Ableton, I don't tend to sit there with it. I'm much more interested in the raw kind of recordings where there's a lot of unintended sounds which might be considered to be interference, but as a whole, it seems to add to the created piece rather than detract from it in my mind. And it's like a case of the imperfection. There's perfection in the imperfections.
Love it. So, Z, tell us a little bit about the way that sound creates. So, I would love to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I have the lawnmower going and some planes, so I'm like, there's my sound imperfections into perfection. Everything is created out of sound. In the very beginning of light, the universe, all aspects of us are created out of sound because that is light.
So how I experience my reality is going to be entirely sound, and it's my preference too. I'm constantly listening to sound and working with sound versus wanting to communicate through verbal, even though I do that as well. It's the entire dance of the universe, sound is.
So the Big Bang is real, but maybe in a different way.
Indeed.
Yeah. So I just got a crystal harp, and that was a message from higher self to get that. And I really appreciate the sounds that come out of it. They're very intense. And I think that grab your instrument that you enjoy. And we've all had probably more than one instrument over our lifetime. You know, I used to play the flute when I was a kid, and I marched in the marching band and all that stuff. And I think I'll probably get back to it, but I've forgotten at this point how to read music, which is crazy. But it's been, 20, 30, probably 30 years since I've picked up the flute. And just to do those things again and do it in a way that maybe is not rehearsed, that is not so intense. I feel like that's the way that we're going to create a lot in the future. We're not going to be so intense with everything, and it is going to have a lot of imperfection, but we're going to love it either way.
Yeah, I can't read music either, actually, and I kind of just go by inspiration in the moment. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, I might do a retake. If I might sit on it and see where it sounds again tomorrow, and I might be happier with it then. So it's just following the creative process and inspiration from yourself within yourself, I think, is the most important thing. And it's been an exercise in confidence building as well, because you can make any sounds, and it's quite nice to do so without feeling silly, or because other people do enjoy it too.
Yeah, and I everybody has sound because we're created out of sound. So I feel like at least from my perspective, because I have been trained and I know the notes, but I don't use that facet because it's a distraction that my body can get caught up on versus I'm gonna feel what my soul and the universe is coming into space right now. It could be a small little tone, it could be a tiny little bang on the wall, whatever the case is, I allow that process to be what it is so my body's not getting distracted in it. And that way I can fully just bring in what's in the moment and what's present. And so that would be my encouragement to everybody is everybody can do this. Everybody has a sound. That is what we're here actually to understand, to work with, because our soul is sound, our body is sound, and the universe is sound. So pick up anything. It could just be you beating on your heart. And that's how we're getting the sound moving its way through and really listening to your intuitive senses to see how that moves its way through. And then in communication with each other, we're going to get more and more in tune as we come together and play our music as to what we can create with that.
Yeah, collaborating with others has been really enjoyable for me over the last few years. I do create music on my own, but then, as Honey said earlier, feeling inspired to create something, and knowing that Honey had started to learn to play a crystal harp, I thought I'd share some music, and Honey then actually sent me some sound files. So then I played with those and layered those on top of the track that I'd created. And we didn't stop there. Then we sent it to Z, and she provided some flute sounds as well. So we've created a track together that we'll share with people through Honey after this video.
Yeah, it's really fun, you guys. Like, it's such an inner child thing to do, to just play with sound. And it really encourages you to get outside your box. I really feel like the drum circles are going to be huge in the future. It's going to be such a beautiful collaboration, and everybody can play a drum. Like, it's just so easy, and the dancing will then come in. So, yeah, I'm excited. to see it all
Thinking of
unfold.
perhaps starting an online drum circle. I'm not quite sure how it'll work. Maybe it'll work with headphones because obviously playing your own instrument, but then listening through a computer or a phone might present some kind of volume sound issues. But maybe that could be addressed by using headphones. So that's something I'd like to experiment with. So look out for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I have done a lot of drum circles. I've led a bunch of drum circles, and the way that it just moves through each person and everybody, you can see what everybody's unique style is and what they bring to the table through that whole space. And for me, I do use a lot of voice because that's how I communicate with the land, the trees, the plants, the universe. So I'm constantly also toning and singing light language with my voice. And it's going to be a really great time to understand how to communicate with each other in that format.
Yeah, to me, it feels like a much less intimidating way to begin instead of coming together in a circle and having all this intense conversation, which doesn't always compute for everyone, but music really does. And even if someone is tone deaf, they still enjoy the music and they can still dance. They can still do other things and they're still making sound too. So I think it's a beautiful thing. I think that it's been something that's been so big in the past here on Earth. And it's been used to build things. It's been used to create in a lot of different ways, and that's been hidden. But now it's reemerging, and we're in that great remembering, and that's going to bring the communication with it. And people are going to have more fun with music, I think, than most other things that could be
Yeah, I
considered
felt that in drum
serious.
circles and sorry, I felt that it when I've done drum circles and jamming with others with various different instruments, the lack of language and being immersed in the sound is it's really forming part of the unity consciousness, really. So you're like plugged in when you get really into it. And at those points when I'm really into it, I basically can't stop myself from toning or making noises. The more that I'm into it, the more that noises and sound just flows from me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll continue like that because at the very start of humanity, that's literally how we made our megalithic structures, our technology. We came together with sound frequencies, some from our own, some from structures that we had, some from stones, and we created bigger structures. And that's really the impetus to bring what's in the non-physical into the physical is through that sound piece.
One of the most interesting things that I ever read was about a guy who was basically an explorer, but he was also creating articles for like the New York Times. And he had gone to Tibet and he watched them build something with sound and he recorded it. So I don't know how he did it because it was a long time ago. But he figured out how to record it. And as soon as he went back, everything was like taken because they weren't ready for people to know that. But to me, it was like, oh, that's just absolutely makes sense. And I think as things go, cymatics, all of this knowledge about sound will just keep coming in. And the bells are coming back now. So that's something that's beautiful. And healing will be done with sound and light.
And
Yeah,
it's
the
all.
enjoyment of making music, or whether you're on your own or with others, is a really beautiful healing experience, I feel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It allows you to really connect to yourself and your higher self. And I feel like coming into what we're heading into now is something that we're just remembering that we always had. And that technology, of course, will be more magnified to what we're doing now, but it's that technology has always been there. So I'm excited for that full remembrance piece because that only allows us to move forward in a way that we really want to and our full potentials.
And to do things in an easier way, which is the future of everything. And you can see it unfolding now. We're starting to get used to doing things in a way that's easier and faster and more fun. Yeah.
We don't need to spend hours polishing things. I mean, you can if you want to, but like I said earlier, I don't feel the need to do that. And actually, what could be seen as interference actually makes up part of a greater whole.
Yep. So our next collaboration, you talked a little bit about that, Christian, and I know there's somebody that would be interested in hearing about that.
Yeah, well, inspiration comes from many different sources. It can be people like Z's been inspiring, yourself's been inspiring. But there's somebody in the last few months that I've seen a few YouTube videos, and they've really anchored the return of the rocker in me, and that's Richard Cardinal. I haven't had any contact with him, but he's what a fantastic fellow he is. His energy is amazing. Really beautiful, loving energy coming from him, and he's really inspiring. So there's something coming in music wise, which is going to be more of a return to kind of with a rock theme for me. Maybe Richard will like it, maybe he won't, who knows? But once it's done, I'll share it with him and see what he feels. Maybe he wants to get involved in the future too.
You never know. He may. That would be really fun. I think communication in general, when you come together, it's gotten easier in small groups. It's feeling really good. And really be aware of the energy that you're mixing with and that it doesn't pull at you, that it enhances you and your energetic field. But this was such a fun thing to do. I really enjoyed it. And I'm really grateful, Christian, that you were willing to like step outside the box and
Yeah,
do
I'm
something
really glad
like
that I reached out and took the chance. There are confidence issues. Oh, what's so and so going to think or feel about this? Are they going to think it's rubbish? But really, at the end of the day, we should really try to get rid of those thoughts and just go for it. Because if things don't work out, it doesn't really matter. You move on to another thing, and it will work out. If you enjoy it, then it will work out because you'll find others that enjoy it too and are on the same wavelength.
I have to say, Christian, I'm really excited for your process because I've worked with Christian for a while now, and I wanted to bring him in on what Honey and I did in the UK. And he was working through the confidence stuff, and I was like, "Get in here, man! I'm excited just to see what
Yeah, that was an
you
experience.
yep, have to
What
offer."
was the event called? So thank you very much to Anya Lilly for letting me come there at very short notice. It was great fun. Difficult to perform in front of some people for the first time solo, but amazingly wonderful experience as well, and lovely to meet you all as well there.
So
I'm
much
excited
fun. See where we all go with this. I'm excited to see where humanity goes with this and how we get to really shift our communication and our pathways and understanding with sound. Yes, absolutely. I think that's a beautiful way to wrap up is think about your own, experience with sound and what really lights you up. A lot of us haven't been listening to music for a while because we didn't feel like it was a good frequency, a lot of the music. But now that's changing and there's all kinds of music that's coming out that's really good frequencies. And if you can use natural stuff, natural instruments, and just enjoy yourself, it's going to be beautiful.
Tuning as well is an important point to raise. At some point in the past, the tuning of A was changed from A at 432 to A at 440. So personally, I'm going back to the old tuning, A at 432, which gives a more fuller, deeper, harmonious sound, in my opinion. So I'll be working with that more in the future. once I get back into using stringed instruments.
I love that. Okay, well, thank you guys. And we
Thanks for having
will
me on.
air.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you. We'll air our next video separately, probably a day after this video comes out, so that you guys can really just get into it. It was a lot of fun.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. Bye,
Guys,
everybody.
what's
Bye.
love?
Appreciate you. We love you
Bye.
a lot.
Love you.